Okay, so let's jump in and talk about what happened at Manapalooza. All I want to do is tell you a couple things. First, I'll kick off and just say this past week I had a meeting with Al, because every once in a while we sit down and meet. I'm on the S&P, so you know I give it all the feedback to all the members of the S&P as well, Strategic and Planning Committee, which is kind of like your old Associate Advisory Council. And anyway, I met with Al, and we had a two-hour brainstorm session, and Lydia always says the world rocks when we're in brainstorming, and it was really, I walked out of there with more excitement about the future of Manatech than I've had inside of me for, I'd say, 4 or 5 years. So I really want to share with you there's some incredible, great stuff coming down the pike. I can't share specifics, per se, because that's really Manatech, the corporate needs to come from them, but there are so many great changes happening. Going to be awesome. I mean, it's just, and Al did give some insights when he spoke on Saturday as well, so we'll talk about some of those. But it was just fun. I mean, it was dynamic. It was, you know, it was back and forth bantering. It was where we need to take this company, what our message needs to be, upgrading the website, you know, like almost like a total remake in a directional that really makes us competitive in the marketplace, and how to deal with, you know, how people purchase and how people come in and all the aspects of it. So it was just a really wonderful. I'm sharing that with you from heart to heart, just so you guys get it that there are a lot of great things in the forefront. And you know, Mary Jo, I'm not here to sell you on anything. I tell you the truth. And the other aspect of this is I will be in there with my, you know, because I'm not shy, and I know some of you know me that well, that I just tell it like it is. And when I look at people that I feel don't belong on the bus, I tell Al Bala, these people don't belong in a bus. And I'm really adamant about a few right now, and I'm prayerful that either we see a shift in the some of the personnel there, or we replace them. So a lot of things looking up, heads up, thumbs up. I'm excited. And I'm excited about the new product, too. So we'll talk about that. But let's jump in and talk about Manapalooza. Lid, you want to put me tape me? Oh, I've already been taped. Oh, she already captured all that. Well, that's good news, too. So let's go in. Introduction. Stan Frederick gave the intro. Of course, it's awesome seeing Stan. A lot of you know he's been, you know, people weren't sure he was going to make it the last year and a half. And he's had so many infections and all sorts of side things. He had hip replacement. And I mean, it was just one thing after another. And he's back to full strength. And I gave you a couple of quotes in there. Everything I have is a true, this incredible business model. Of course, he loves network marketing. And for those of you who don't know about Stan's wife, she had an autoimmune condition and started on the products and had remarkable results. And, you know, 6 months after Stan made his huge, few years after Stan made his huge investment in Manatech, bought out a big chunk of the stock. He's our major shareholder today. He said he could have gone out and sold it for 100 times what he paid for it, and his wife said, "You're never selling this stock." I mean, it was like, he was the one. And he has all the achievements in the world. There's not a person that has higher accolades in the direct selling marketplace than Stan Frederick. So when you understand what we have at Manatech, that's an intangible, people, that no other company can claim. That the guy who has the most credentials in the direct selling industry, a Hall of Fame DSA, a Lifetime Achievement Award, all the top honors. No one else has achieved that. No other person. And that guy is our chairman of the board. He is our major shareholder. He believes 1,000%. And I think we should use that in marketing more often than we do. Ray Robbins stood up and he just said he felt so badly that he felt maybe I didn't feel sorry enough for what Stan was going through, that God put me through what I had to go through, because all of you know Ray. And if you look at Ray, he's half the man he used to be. I mean, he's lost so much weight, it's incredible. You hardly recognize him, but he's looking good and he's doing great. Al Bala then got up and he started talking about, building trust with the field. And when he was talking, in fact, I was kind of smiling to myself because I felt like a lot of that was influenced by our conversation we had. I mean, the problem with losing trust with the field, and we need to really hammer that and rebuild that, right, and get us back into a momentum arena. We're ready. The field's more than ready for momentum, right? And we are the original gig economy. Everybody talks gig, gig, gig. Well, guess what? Network marketing is the original gig economy, and I think that's great language. You guys should circle that in your outline because you can use that when you're out there talking about it. I know a lot of people go, "Oh, you're a dinosaur," and I go, "No, no, no, we're number one, platform economy. He talked about plug in and do the business, new terminology. They call it the platform economy. That's another new language you want to circle. Social commerce, we've talked about for ages. Easy shopping opportunity, he's all in. Make it easy to experience Manatech, a one-page order sheet, you know, condensing all this, you know, 7 pages you have to go through just to order products today to have it on one page. That's coming up. So making it easy, digital. Smartphone is the most incredible tool to democratize wealth. Isn't that I love that statement. You guys circle that, too. That was right out of Al. I love that because I really believe that we can all do business on that little smartphone. We're all micro-entrepreneurs, online communities, influencers. We talk about Manatech monetizing you because you are an influencer, and you guys all had my book review of The Influencers. That's an awesome book. And here's another terminology that's probably new to some of you, instagenic products. It's hot in the marketplace. In fact, a lot of companies are going in the direction, network marketing companies, that if they can't sell the product through an Instagram, they don't want the product. They have to make it simple, incredible display that allows people to buy just from a post on Instagram. And Al says he's all in and committed to creating that for Manatech. So I don't know how they're going to do it with Ambertos yet, but product is just not simple enough. But we are using in our meeting last week, we talked about a lot of ways of simplification and new stories on how to talk about Ambertos in a different way. And I think that's going to excite you guys as well. Don McCormick got up and talked about his story as a nurse practitioner. And he had problems for years, upper respiratory problems. And somebody started him on the products, and guess what? Never again. And then he went through about 20 reasons why Manatech, and most of them were the personnel that are involved in Manatech, the people that you get to associate with and all that stuff. It was a nice little talk. And Roy Goodwin then received the Excellent Award for April. That's a $1,000 check. And he was the number one recruiter of customers month after month after month. And after all this consistency, they put him on, and they actually taped him in to the Manifest. He was up in Canada. The Manapalooza, and he was up in Canada. And he came up with a structure on how to build on any customers. And he did ABC. He talked about how he handles, how he manages everything. And you can read through what I said. I'm not going to go through all the statements. I think it's awesome what he's doing. And my only response to Manatech was I sent them a message to Al and to Sona, and I said, we need to build this as a platform for other people so they have step-by-step how to build endless customers, right? Wouldn't you guys love to know step-by-step exactly how Roy does it and how he gets customer referrals? I think we need to build that as a program and share it with everybody in Manatech. So that will be a project I will head up and make sure happens for everybody. So it's great. So you can, I don't want to go through all the things out there, but he has a lot of ideas. They're in the outline. You can read through those because we don't have a lot of time. But a great way to continue to have never-ending customers in your organization. Now, I like associates as well because that's duplication of the business. You can still make a lot of money when you're just out there going after customers, but you're capped, right? You're not going to make endless dollars. You're not going to become a platinum presidential or whatever your goal is to make. I mean, some of you have a goal of making just $1,000 a month, others $5,000, others $50,000. Whatever your goal is, it's going to take other people duplicating yourself in the business world to get there. Kurt Craig then got up and talked about the new personal Manatech webpage. Everybody is going through the beta testing right now, and you want to make sure that you experiment with it a little bit, even though you people that aren't very high-tech, you know, get out there and look at it. There's a floating cart concept. A lead collector page is added to your back office. There's a training document in the resource library, so just search that, personal Manatech webpage, right, APMW. And definitely, but you don't want to, when you're beta testing the personal web pages, you want to make sure that you're out of the back office account because otherwise it kind of screws up with it. You want to also put a photo in your back office so that when people start buying things from you, they can see a picture of you because it's going to link right back to you. And that picture is not going to be the whole page, you know, their whole, you know, computer screen. It's going to be a little picture, but you want to have one in there. So definitely get the photo in the back end. And they're going to have additional releases in the next few months, facelift of the library. And sorry to say, S&P hasn't been allowed to participate in that process, which is, I don't mean to spoil milk on this call, but that was a frustrating issue for all of us. So we'll have to adjust it after the fact, but we're excited about it. Definitely needed a facelift, and we put some insight in there, but haven't been able to see what they're working on. Single-page website sign-up, soon integration with Manatech Plus. So one page, sign up one page, and they're going to integrate that with the Manatech Plus app. International sign-ups, I thought this was cool. You're going to be able to share personal pages internationally with this new technique, right? And if the person decides to sign up, they sign up right there on the one-page thing, and it comes right back to your account. They end up buying products from that country, but you get credit for the sign-up, and they're underneath you. So it's going to make it very simple to do international business. Yay. Then we had some, obviously throughout the whole day, they were popping in some platinum and presidentials and high-end presidentials from around the world. And they were, or I shouldn't say world, I guess most of them were North America because this is a North America event, right? Sue Dong and Justin were from Seattle. And they've been in Mask 11 years. They're one-star platinum now. They both went for degrees in mechanical engineering and found jobs in Seattle. And when Manatech entered their life, they saw the opportunity. And they said they've been able to retire and do something they love. So from graduating from college, entering into mechanical engineering, 11 years later, they retired not from mechanical engineering. They had already retired from mechanical engineering. They now are making more money than they need to. They're totally retired, and they're doing something they love to do. And said they made a small family into a huge Manatech family in 11 years, and that's how they view it. Interesting perspective, small family to a huge family. And that's the way I kind of feel about it because all of you are family to me. And they talked about what were important critical activities or mindsets for that journey. They talked about, number one, personal growth, and this is my number one. If you don't invest in yourself and grow yourself, it doesn't matter. And they made the point that it doesn't matter what your background is. You need to be open-hearted. You need to have an open mind to learn and grow. You need to become a better listener, a master listener. You need to get really crystal clear on what your core values are. All these things to help you be the best you can be. And that's what's going to allow you to be the best you can be in Manatech. And I know that personally because when I first started in Manatech, my first 6 months were a disaster. And then I started going to some of these trainings, Nisi Moore, and then I started the Clemmer work, and it was unbelievable. The transformation of who I became in that process was more important to me than what I did in Manatech because it impacts everything in my life, my relationships with every person in my life. So personal growth is awesome. Job, who wants a job? Manatech is an asset, so all you do is build an asset, right? Who wants a job? Let's build an asset. And you treat the CDs, which are any materials that you choose to share. He just mentioned CDs. And events like Manapalooza as an investment. You're 100% guaranteed to get a return. And that's true. Absolutely. We had eight people there on Saturday morning, I think. And we had tons in our downline that we're watching as well. But, we had a big, huge bump in DPV because people were buying the iProduct because they showed up to events. Manatech will help you become a better person, more honorable, do things we say, love them more than love yourself, put others first. That's big, and that, to me, ties back to personal development. Focus, get rid of distractions in your life. There's plenty of noise in our world today, plenty of noise. Turn off the TV, and focus. And I know people get all up in arms. We're about to go into another political, and people all get so wrapped up in all this stuff going on. And I'm not saying you shouldn't have a position, take a position, but don't allow it to control you. Just don't allow it to control you. You got to step back, and you got to go, I have something better to do and impact people's lives this way. And you can dedicate time and energy around the others, but don't let it steal from you and rob from you, right? Because there's too much emotion that's driving people crazy. And so just really avoid distractions. Never miss anything. Win every incentive. I totally agree with Sue Dong and Justin because that's what people go, Mary Jo, how did you get to presidential director? I won every single incentive. For my first 10 years in Manatech, I won every single incentive. And I used to have like 40, 50 people on the Alaska cruise and down in, the Costa Rica trip, yeah, as well, except they ran out of places, so I ended up at Atlantis. But every year we'd have 40, 50, 60. I think one year we had like 75 or 80 was our highest number. when you have that kind of group of people in your downline winning trips, what do you think is happening to your organization? It's exploding. When you as a leader go, oh, I don't think I can do it, guess what? Your organization will shrink. So it's just an attitude. It's just take it. It's not about, you know, people would say, well, Mary Jo, what do you think about the new incentive? I said, he says, we don't even know where it's going. I said, well, I'm going to win it. And they go, well, you don't even know where it's going yet. I said, it doesn't matter where it's going. Notice the attitude. It doesn't matter where it's going. I'm a leader, so I stand in leadership. And if I choose not to go after it with everything I have, which means I'm going to win it because anyone can win it if they give it their all, right? What kind of example am I setting for my entire downline? I need everybody to know it's winnable, so let's go do it. And when you do that, you set yourself up for success. And that was a brilliant comment because I lived that life for years. And I'm going, okay, Mary Jo, start doing it again. Well, of course, I'm on my path to win Costa Rica as well. So that's great. Persistence, as Eric Gorey says, network marketing is not perfect, but it is what? Better, right? It's not perfect, but it's better. And we all love that. Ashley got up and did a little bit of her meditation stuff around inner smile. That was cute. Luciano Fidago was then tapped into, again, live from Orlando with his group. And he says, tips for building business. Technology is critical. Smartphone is your business. It must have specific goals. I think a lot of us don't have that. What's your daily goal? What's your monthly goal? What's your long-term goal, right? And daily goal doesn't mean you sign up one person. Daily goal could be I talk to five people. Set a goal that you know is doable, right? You don't know that you're going to sign somebody up every day. In fact, I suggest that I don't know anyone that does that. But the idea you can talk to five people and open that conversation with five people every day, no matter who you are. So set your goals around that. Personal growth and development, number one reason he grew his business. Notice, again, the highlight of what? Personal growth and development. Prioritize. Yeah, prioritize. Yeah. So how do I prioritize to share health with people, but also the opportunity? So he always is open to share opportunity as well. So you choose what you want to share, but opportunity is what so many people need today. And people everywhere wanting to change their lives with a business, right? And he talked about that. Luciano's been in this business, in this industry, since 1987. At 22 years old, that's what... That's what Luciana said. Was he 22 then? I don't think so. Yeah, born in 65. Wow, he's such a young spring chicken. Oh, Lydia goes to that compared to you. Number six, such a small investment to build a huge cash flow. And this is both a great thing and a really bad thing. And it was funny to hear Luciana talk about it. He said, you know, it's a great thing because it costs you nothing to get in and have a business for $49. But it's a bad thing because people quit because their investment is so low, you know, and that makes it a bad thing. So we have to look at both sides of that $49 price. You and you alone don't go out and look at the company to be at fault. All you have to do, if you're wondering why your business isn't growing, you just look in a mirror. Have at least four working legs. That was big for me because I do have four legs, but I was like, how are they all working? That's another question. But have people working in them is what you're looking for. Only work with those who are serious. How do you know if serious? Those here at Manapalooza are serious, of course. All the people at Manapalooza were serious. Priorities are screwed up for many. Make sure you're working with people who are not wasting your time. That was a huge statement by Luciano, and I think we all need to look at that and consider that. Are we allowing people to waste our time? And I'm not saying we don't pour our heart into people and support them moving forward, but if they're taking no action and they're unwilling to be disciplined or take action, you got to move on. You go next. You can still talk to them once in a while if you want to, but know that you're investing time, and time is your only limited asset. And then he said, bottom line, it's all worth it. You have that inner motivation, you have what it takes. Right? We have so many incredible benefits through this industry. If I can do it, you can do it, is Luciano's comments, right? Get rid of excuses. Manatech will not build it for you. And here's one thing I said. He didn't say this, but I say, you can either have results or you can have excuses, but you can't have both. So you choose. Do you want results or do you want excuses? Your choice. And if you put that statement up somewhere in your room and around you and you carry it around with you, you're going to quit with the excuses. Because everybody, you know, I can be on phone with associates and they go, well, you know, we used to do this. And I'm going, oh, boy, here goes another excuse. You can have excuses or results. Your choice. Whatever. Joel Bookman then got up and talked about the new product. Yay! Everybody knows the iProduct came out, right? Incredible. Well, first of all, you just laid the foundation. What are our Manatech Essentials, like our catalyst and everything? The direction for this new line of products called Manatech Essentials are products that people are already buying, competitively priced, targeted health issues, react rapidly to market so we can change more localized, and featuring glyconutrients. So that's kind of the whole approach they're using with the Essential line. And for the new product, of course, is called iSupport. Wow, that's a real unique name, right? iSupport. Can't guess what that's all about. It's right there in front of you. The eyes, elements that fight against diet, exercise, natural light, artificial light, and especially blue light today, and we're going to talk about that. The digital devices impact our eyes in a horrific manner. This eye market is projected to be a $3 billion market soon. Why? Because everybody's on a phone, a tablet, a big screen TV, and most people are on them almost like an endless number of hours in a given day. And blue light is common in all of those devices, whether it's phone, our iPhones, our tablets, our big screen TVs, all blue light. It can really harm your eyes, macular degeneration, retina damage, death of the photoreceptor, ruin your sleep. Blue light issues are killing us. Ingredients in the new product, Lutamax 2020, which is a combination of lutein and zeaxanthin. Everybody knows those two products because almost every single eye product in the marketplace has those ingredients in it, right? But do they have them at the right quantity and they have the right sources of them? That's another question, and that's where our product stands out just alone in those two ingredients, notwithstanding the fact that they've added so many awesome ingredients that other products don't have. Sharing is easy as 1, 2, 3. There's a brand new video right now. You can get it in the library, right? There's a and you get the representations, healthy brain function, quality sleep, mental focus, things like that. So because cell phones change the chemistry of your brain. Do you know that? And I mean, it's great to have this information. Every cell in our body has its own clock. It's part of the circadian rhythm. Blue light keeps us awake at night. It affects our circadian rhythm. And you don't want those things happening accidentally or unintentionally, right? So how do we protect ourselves from that? And it's incredible because they even talked about how people today, how many people go to bed at night and sleep with their cell phone within 10 inches of their head. It's a ton of people. I mean, I can't even imagine it. My cell phone's hooked up in another room. It's not anywhere near. What do I need a cell phone when I go to bed? Of course, I am also one of these people that my husband says, good night, Mary Joe, and I never hear the Joe. I'm already asleep. I don't move an inch, and 6.5 hours later, I wake up. A lot of people don't have that. Thank you, Manatech. 20-some years on these products produces incredible, great results in the body, right, in terms of balance. But so I guess why people hang out with their phones at night is because if they're not sleeping, they click on their phone. They somehow feel like I think it's called an addiction reality. And even when I go on trips, some of you go on trips and use your phone. I use my cell phone all the time for my alarm when I'm in hotels, but I put it way on the other side of the bed. You know, they always got these huge, you know, double beds, queen size or king size beds, and I always throw it on the other side. That was just a habit I've already developed, notwithstanding all this new information I'm getting now. So very important for us to understand how all this blue light is killing us, because we do spend a lot of time on phones and computers and iPads. Dr. Nugent got up and talked about visual acuity, visual function, contrast sensitivity depend on the macula, so he gave us more science, reduce eye fatigue, strain, and supports general eye health. The more blue light, the more dry eyes as well. So the more blue-white exposure, we'll be more affected by dry eye syndrome. Sleep is also affected. Macula is the central area of the retina. Its pigment, which is called the macular carotenoids, is composed of zeaxanthin and lutein. That's why they use these ingredients as eye support. The pigment absorbs photoreceptors. So you can't replace them if they're destroyed. Electronic and digital services. Digital devices emit blue light. 90% of households have these. 18% are hyper-connected. Over 10 such devices. 46% cannot live a day without cell phone. These are crazy statistics. Preschoolers, and I saw that the other day. I had a friend of mine who came here. She was flying out of DFW area, and she was driving in from, you know, another location in Texas. Then I said, sure, you guys can spend the night, and then I'll take you to the airport the next morning, and you can leave your stuff here. And she has two little kids, a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old, and both of them, all they did was have their iPads. She puts them in the back seat of the car in their car seats, and she gives them iPads for a 5-hour drive. Because why? It's a babysitting tool. I mean, how many kids have grown up this way? I mean, I'm not talking about just this family. I'm going to tell you, you go on airplanes, you go to the airport. When I see families like this, all these people are running around with little kids with iPads because it's like the greatest thing. They don't have to worry about communicating with their kids because their kids are being absorbed by whatever's on the iPad. Well, wow. I don't even want to begin to talk about how that impacts a child's personal development and growth. I better watch every single thing they're looking at. And if it's cartoons, what if I wanted to be, you know, I'd rather have them interacting with adults, right? But, I mean, it's just the way our world is today because it's easy. But do we know we're destroying their eyes? That's the question mark. So we see a lot of that. So what makes this product unique? Well, of course, we already talked about the Ludmax 2020, and you want to make sure in the macula, because you want to protect the macula, because once that macula pigment, if those cells are damaged, they can't be repaired. There's no mechanism to repair damaged macula. So and that leads to mac degeneration. They're talking about in the next X number of years, how that's going to be off the charts. The projections are crazy. And some of those ingredients are found in other things like eggs. Eggs, apparently, you need to take 40 eggs to get 18 milligrams of lutein, which is what you're getting, I believe, in the he must have mentioned it because that's what's in the product. But how many of us are going to eat 40 eggs, right? Or 3 pounds of spinach or 2 pounds of chopped broccoli. It's impractical for us to do that. And you need to have a 5-to-1 ratio. That's what's needed in the, and that's exactly what they have in the new eye product. Everybody, why can you go out the market this? Well, everybody has eyes. Virtually everyone has digital devices and everybody has eyes, so everybody absolutely desperately needs to be taking a good eye support product. Bilberry contains anthocyanidins, which are healthy for the eyes as well, and so does blueberry, but you're not going to get enough from that. Those are some other things that are included in our eye product. Beta-carotene is in there, and that's a really critically important ingredient because it helps to prevent dry eye because it helps the body formulate tear fluid. Astaxanthin is a plant source for us, supporting general health. Grapeseed extract. It's non-GMO, naturally sourced ingredients, no artificial colors, and they're packaged in blister packs, people. Individual blister packs where you just poke it through and it pops through the back. You guys are probably familiar with that with some of the things that you can get at the drugstore. These are all blister packed. And that why do they do that with this product? Because they're like little pearls. And And for the longevity of it, because it really protects it, and it protects the longevity of the product as well, keeping the ingredients, you know, active ingredients. So first time we've had a blister pack in any of our products, so that's new for all of us. And DHA is not in it, and DHA is an important ingredient for eye health as well. But, of course, we have DHA in our omega-3 product, and almost virtually everyone's taking some omega-3s, right? And if they're not, they should be. So I'm sensitive to that because I think Manitech needs to, you know, take into account that we don't need to double up on all the ingredients just because they're good for one thing, and they're doing that with this product because I think almost all of us, I know I've been on omega-3s now for 25 years, never took them. Oh, I did take cod liver oil growing up as a child. My mother gave me cod liver oil for the first, till I just refused to take it because it was so terrible in a little teaspoon, right? Ugh. Anyway, next. Then Steve Hines spoke. He's an ophthalmologist, so great for us to be able to hear from a medical professional in the field, right? And, of course, he's not doing that right now, but that's his past, his history. And he was blown away. He called this, he said, this is the Mercedes-Benz for your eyes. This is the Mercedes-Benz for your eyes. So you can use that quote from an ophthalmologist when you're out there and talking to people about this product. And he gave the statistic, blue light will cause retinal damage to 288 million people by the year 2040 due to blue light causing biological toxins and oxidative stress. The retina is made up of 10 different areas. He got a little technical and all that. I don't need to do all that. So let's go out there. And he said Dr. Nugent built a phenomenal product, and he's familiar with a lot of other products in this area. And then they talked about the deal for the eye support, buy 4, get 2 free, or buy 2 for $49.99. The product's $34.99, right, Lydia? I think it's $34.99. So it's a $35 product, so you can either buy 4, get 2 free, or you can get 2 for $49.99. And this deal that's available on the eye support is only from 6/22 to 6/25. What's today's date? 6/24. So you have today and tomorrow, and the deal's gone. So I'm going to tell you, get out there and buy as much as you can, because when you can buy 4 and get 2 free, that's a pretty darn good deal. You're getting, like, what is that, 33% off on your product? And I like that idea. I love getting things. I love the word free. I don't know about you guys, but that – and I bought it right there on the spot, and I'll probably buy I didn't look at the longevity of the product, but my husband is already ecstatic. I came home, talked to him about it. He goes, I want to start, and he wanted to start right then. He's 70 years old, he's turned 70. Yeah, is he 70 yet? I don't remember. Oh, I should know these things. No, he turned 70 in April, so he's like 69. But, I mean, he's really excited about the eye product, and I think that's cool. Because my husband, you know, he takes Manitech products. He really appreciates what they've done for him. But, it took me pushing and pulling and prodding, and some of you relate to that with your spouses. My husband, for a long time before I got him on a lot of the products. He started with Manacea, and when he saw differences in that, now then he went to the next one. I mean, because he's an analyst type, right? But he didn't even have to know what was in it. He just saw eye product, and he was all in. So know that I think it's going to be easy to sell. Here, heads up on this, too. I made a couple suggestions to Manitech, one of which was this. I said, you know what we need desperately? We need what we did with True Health. I think we need a comparative sheet. Are you guys all in on that? Maybe send me a text message or an email or something. I think it's really helpful. You look at what are the top-selling eye products in the industry. What distinguishes ours? Because you in the field shouldn't have to memorize all the ingredients on this stuff. We should have one, have some documentation that just supports you in going out and marketing it, right? So, and of course, we always have the glyconutrients there, but the idea is that there are more than that that's in our product. So it's important for us, how do we distinguish? Because that's the number one thing people say. Some people are already taking eye support products. I also told them they need to have a sheet or something that talks about the damage, the blue light concept, because if you had a one-page document about the blue light, then you don't have to go and do all the research yourself. You can highlight, and we need pointers on that and why it's so important. But I haven't seen any of their marketing materials. I did see the video. It's good, but I don't think it's good enough standalone. I think you always need something in writing to go with it, or at least for the most part, or have something that talks about blue light taint. And this is a classic product for millennials. Classic. Those guys, I don't even want to see where their eyes are at 40. That worries me. So they need it, and they need it now. So it could be a very hot product that you get with the millennials. Okay, next. So Richard Brook, summer is typically the worst season for MLM, but it doesn't have to be. So he really came out there and said, the fall's always been the hottest. September, October, November always been the hottest 3 months in network marketing for years and years and years and years. Who knows why? Maybe the kids go back to school, and then the parents get out there and start having more free time to do the business. During summer, they're doing a lot of babysitting, right? A lot of travel, a lot of vacation. But he said, it's excuse. Glass half empty or half full. It's the way you look at life, right? And we're the only animal on the planet that's at choice. And I do trainings and teaching on this in my self-development course that I'm teaching about being at choice, which is critical. Others are programmed. They can't make decisions. We ourselves, we make decisions. And so we can go out there and create greatness in the summer if we just choose it. It's just a matter of choice. He told a story, which I want to share with you because that was it was intriguing to me. He told a story about a shoe company that sent a salesman to like Angola to sell shoes, right? And the guy was down there, and he spent about a month down there, and he finally came back, and he goes, forget it. He said, take me back home. I don't want to be here anymore. These people don't wear shoes. You can't sell shoes where people don't wear shoes. That's not their culture. So how do you sell shoes, right? So the salesman comes back after, I don't know, it was a month or 2 months, and he came back. So they thought, well, we'll try another. So they sent another salesman out there. And that other salesman called back, like, in the first 30 days, and he said, can you triple the shipments? And so the executive officer was like, well, what do you mean triple the shipments? What's going on? Tell me, how are you doing this? And so he asked him, how are you doing this? And you know what the salesman said? No one wears shoes. So look at the word no one wears shoes. One salesman interpreted it and found himself convinced that he couldn't sell shoes to people that don't wear shoes. The other salesman went down there, and he was like, this is a gold mine. No one wears shoes, and I'm selling them. I'm going to go out there and sell them something that's brand new in their life, and they'll see the difference and exhilarant that he found a whole society that he could sell a pair of shoes to every single person breathing. Notice the different way you look at it. I think it's a great story for all of us to recap in our head. Are we walking around saying, no one wears shoes, so we can't do it? Or are we looking at no one wears shoes, so we have this endless opportunity in front of us? It's how you choose to look at it. It's your perception of reality. So shift your perception, and you'll create phenomenal results. Quit being stuck in a belief system that's not working for you, right? Awesome. So summer, can we explode it? By George, we can make summer the best 3 months, right? And we only have about two left, so we better get to work hard because we got to make up for what we didn't do in June, right? We're gonna knock this out of the park. Number one, we have this incredible information, brand new product. We've got, you know, the purge that we can, you know, hit the ball out of the park with. We have 101 reasons why we can build this business in the next couple of months because all moms are home busy and they're focusing on their kids, so let's make sure they have healthy kids. We have 101 reasons, so make it happen. Just choose it, as he said. Yeah, summer, and he also talked about summer is when people are in their best moods. Why? Because it's vacation time, for the most part, right? And so you just get groups of people together. He's also talked about having catfish fries in Arkansas. One guy had catfish fries in Arkansas, and he was signing up more people. This is an old business that Richard was in years and years ago, and they called up this guy in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and they said, what's your mechanism? How are you doing it? What are you doing in your blackboard? How are you showing the plan? What are you doing? And the guy goes, well, I don't know what you're talking about, you know. And he kept asking him. He goes, well, what kind of meetings do you have? And you're meeting hotels. You're doing, you know, broad meetings. Are you doing, like, technology stuff? What are you? And the guy's going, we have catfish fries. Down in Pine Bluff, we do catfish fries. And they ask him all these questions. He goes, I don't draw out any plan. We just do catfish fries. People come up and talk, and we just talk about what's helping us be healthy today or what's helping us do the, you know what I mean? It was just hilarious. That's a concept of fit your marketplace as well. All right, so what you do in June starts to manifest in September. Sorry, the word manifest shouldn't be capitalized there. I don't know how that happened. I had a small M. I bet Lydia corrected it. She thought it was not meant to be the word manifest. That's cute. I love that. All right, it's a small M. It manifests, right? What you do in June starts to manifest in September. July manifests in October. So start now. Hit it out of the park, right? We want our businesses to explode. You're not going to have them explode by complaining, oh, summer doesn't work, wah, 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 wah. Just think of the statement, no one wears shoes. I want that to kind of be a mantra around Manatech. No one wears shoes, to give us an indication. Because I think if we remind ourselves of that, and it's not hard to remember four words, no one wears shoes, you'll get back to that story and realize, I'm just making excuses why I can't do it. I'm just making excuses. Why can't I use the excuse, the reason why? There you go, right? And change your story, change your thoughts. Don't just read a book. Be able to teach for 30 minutes without notes. In other words, take it in so it becomes a part of you. I love that. You know Mary Jo does that because that's why I teach and train from books all the time. Study the books so you can share the nuggets as they become part of you, and work on personal growth. Hang with extraordinary people who support you and are going the same direction. Prepare yourself to get in the game. Self-proclaim your meetings. Project it, right? All the awesome words of wisdom and nuggets from Richard Brook. Sona then talked about the bomb. Of course, we everybody get bombed. That's not about going out and getting drunk. It's about going out and drinking every day of our life, our Amber Toast Life and our Impact Plus in a drink, a special summer sipper. They have a great deal on it right now. The one Impact Plus and Amber Toast Life stick combo for $100. Perfect pricing on it, right? Or buy five Amber Toast Life and Impact and get two for free. These are super, super deals. So take advantage of that opportunity to buy those deals. In fact, one of the gals I brought to the meeting, she was texting Lydia on her way home. I was dropping her off. And I said, what are you doing? She goes, I'm texting Lydia. And he said, what? And she goes, I want her to change my automatic order. I want to make sure I get some of this Amber Toast Life. She was already taking Impact, but she loved the drink so much. So that's pretty cool. So we're excited about that. Mei Yin and David Lee, first Q1Q Platinum, then spoke. They piped them in from, I think they're out of Toronto. Is that it? Is that it? Yeah, Toronto. M Life for the both of them. Manatech 4 Life is what they call it. Constant Improvement Life is what they call it. Constant Improvement Life. Be around people who constantly want to improve, want to get others to get off of constant time to constant same to constantly improve. There's a great way of looking at it. In other words, you're either green and growing or you are ripe and rotting because there's no such thing as stability. That's what I tell people. You're either green and growing or ripe and rotting. So what is your choice, right, in your life? All right? Every day, May talks to 5 people. That is what May does. We are the messenger, meetup groups, research, 700,000 Chinese in Toronto. No one knows about Manatech. She loves it. They moved there, and they were going to just do it temporarily, and then they decided, it was crazy. No one knew about Manatech. So they just focused on true health and originally and then expanded into 18 different categories of Manatech products. He talks about the bubble bomb for the Chinese. They use the mana bomb, which is our M-Life and the Impact Plus, and then add bubble tea to it, and the Chinese love it. So if you're going after the Chinese market, that might be something you consider. Summer's the season for energy. Invite them to come over and have fun and get energetic. Our job is to share the products, find the need, and share what meets the need. Our Amber Toast, absolutely no competition in the world. Then they talked about Costa Rica. We're 40-30% of the way through the incentive, so it's time to get hopping, people. You know, we have all the way to the end of December to earn this trip, but you got to make sure that volume is up. You have to increase your overall volume, either in your overall or your side leg if you take out one of your legs. Both of those are very doable by anybody. But the signups and the volume you need out of new signups are what you really need to work on. And the earlier you get to work on, the easier it is to get it done. So make sure you're doing it. And if you fight for the Achievers Club, people, you're going to get it done that way. So just go out there and make it happen. And again, after we get this draft up of Roy Goodwin's methodology of building endless customers, if you can do that yourself, guess what happens? Win the Costa Rica trip as well. But you do need to get associates in there as well. Then Bob Adams just went over the way to win Costa Rica, 4 steps, leadership level enrollments, volume from new enrollments, and then at least $1 growth in DPV from prior year. So all those selected period that they have. And all of that is available. Manatech has the Costa Rica trip incentive results published in on the webpage so you can see exactly where you are day in, day out. And the one thing people have to remember that when you enroll somebody at $49 as an associate, they have to order within their first month. Otherwise, they don't qualify for the incentive in terms of as one of your enrollments. They have to have an order in as well. And he said, our next business period is pivotal because now you're halfway there. You know, we had, how do we get halfway there? Isn't it 11 periods they had, I think? So how do you get halfway? Divide 11 into 5.5 months? Okay, we'll figure that out. All right, next, not my concern. We got 5 minutes left. I can get done with this. Woo! And then we'll have some time for questions. David Wood, new development bonuses. He walked through that. He did a presentation that was really good, great slides. That just talked about Fast Start as well, Team 2, Team 4. The materials are now all in the library, so you can go in there and find the materials to use with people. It gives a roadmap on how to build a business. When you're bringing in a new person today, that's the roadmap on how to build. Are you going to overwhelm? I mean, I just started somebody who's a real supporter. She's a nurse, and she's, you know, purged person, now back in again. You know what? I'm not showing her Team 2, Team 4. I'm just, you take into account the personality of the person that you just brought on and don't do something that overwhelms them. Just give them step by step. My first step is what? Let's go out there and find 2 people who want to do the business and let's build volume. Let's find consumers as well, both. So let's go out there and just share with people and get me on the phone. We'll do 3-way calls, whatever it takes. And that's how we're working it, because once you get them to build 2, then you just go do it one more time. And then we help those 2 build their 2 and do it one more time. That's how I look at it. Build 2, get it there, and do it one more time. There's a fast start bonus. So if you get somebody who's really on fire and wants to make a lot of money as fast as possible, then you're going to show them the fast start bonus. But when you're talking to somebody who's a supporter, nurturer type, you don't want to overwhelm them with a fast start bonus because you think it's cool. Meet your prospect and your new associate where they are. Don't try to make them into somebody they're not. And that's a great advice because you'll keep people longer. They'll love working with you. They won't feel all the pressure and anxiety that you try to put on them, which will chase them away. Because remember what Luciano said, $49 is such a low investment that, you know, people don't mind walking away. So, and then I just gave you a little chart that was on a slide that just kind of tells you how to get to that money. You go five levels deep, building four, get four, and you're making $60,000 a month. That doesn't sound, I mean, when you put it that way, that doesn't sound too hard, does it? Build four, find four business builders, and build that, you know, with each get 500 PPV, which is a lot of it, you know, your own products you buy qualify towards that PPV. And if you build that down five levels, you're making $61,000 a month. I just think it doesn't sound that hard. Do you and I know that it can be tough? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because you're going to find people that don't want to get duplicate you, and you're going to have to find somebody else to replace them, or blah 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 blah, and you'll get whiners. And you get people stuck because they choose not to what? What's the bottom line? They start looking at excuses instead of results, right? So they just it's all about choosing. Just choose it and make it happen. Choose it and make it happen. Hanson Ma was then piped in, happy team. He uses incentives to build his business. You know, there are a lot of Chinese that do that, and I, as I told you, it's exactly what I did. I mean, I did a lot of things to grow my business, but incentives were critical because people love to go on parties and get away and associate together with each other, like-minded people, and have a blast. We had more fun. I have so many great pictures, and I keep going, okay, let's go. Let's get my group back together. Let's win these trips because it's so much fun to be on the trips. Once you win one, it becomes quite addictive too. And then at the end, M5M, Sarah got on stage. She talked about the packet of PhytoBlend powder, how they're packaging these packets that serve six kids. $100 order that we have, if your order is 200, then it's twice as many, whatever your percentage order is above that. But for every 100, we nourish a child for 1 month. So that's really cool. For 2019, the goal is 22 million portions and 8 million meals. Okay, partnership with kids around the world, received 8 million meals from Manatech. Last year, provide a playground for their school. That's what we're going to be doing in Costa Rica. For those, all of us on this call who are winning the Costa Rica trip, we will be working with them on around that playground, and it's great, and enjoy that. We're also going to be able to plant an aloe plant in our name down in the Costa Rica fields, right? Cool. And she quoted R.W. Emerson, who said, "It is a happy talent to know how to play." I guess, by the way, my notes from M5M, I was not there. I had to leave because this went way over 4 o'clock. And I had people in the audience that I committed to 3 o'clock, then pushed to 4, and I couldn't quite push them one more time. So these came from Nat Weeks. Thank you, Nat, for sharing your notes on these. And then the next Nat Manapalooza. Everybody mark on your calendar right now. They're going to have another Manapalooza on October 5th, a broadcast. We had, I believe there were 25 homes that were having group meetings for this Manapalooza, which is awesome. And I think the advantage of this than having it traveling and renting space and charging people where they go different, you can have it right in your backyard without going anywhere. And I think there's something a lot of fun about that camaraderie. And you feel like you're right there because through Zoom, guess what? You got everything right in front of you. So celebrate, celebrate. Love you guys. How's that for a wrap-up, everybody? Any questions? I think we still have a couple minutes. How did I get through 12 pages? That's the only question I have. Any questions? Anyone have anything they want to add? If you were maybe on the call watching it or Zooming or had a group, was there something I might have missed in my wrap-up?
Mary Jo?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Peggy. I hear two of you. Peggy. Go ahead.
The one thing I noticed on the thing was they never mentioned the glyconutrients that were in the eye product.
I think they did.
Well, it wasn't listed on this, the list of product ingredients. And so I was just wondering.
It's not listed in the ingredients. Well, that's interesting.
Well,
I'll have to connect
with. Because I saw that on the questions, Pete, because I had to watch it today. I saw it on the questions where people were saying, are there glyconutrients in it? So
I can't.
I think that's kind of missed.
Okay, I think that's a problem. I think it's in my, it's definitely in my notes for you guys, but.
It may have been mentioned sort of in passing and somebody and nobody caught it. That's just what I want to clarify. And
that's what I think. I will find out for you. Perfect. Glyconutrients in the eye product.
Yeah, we're assuming, but we don't want to be assumed.
It's on the information sheet. Lydia said she saw it on the information sheet.
Okay, great. Okay. Thank you.
Good.
This was
good.
Thank you.
Can't imagine we. Aloe vera extract, it says. That, so it doesn't say, and it's on the label, physically on the label. And it says proprietary blend, aloe vera extract. How's that? Good?
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning. Wait, there's another woman that was ahead of you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hi, Mary Jo. This is Diane.
I didn't recognize your voice, Diane. Sorry. Go ahead.
Did you say by chance that our web pages are already in working order?
Yeah, well, right now they're beta tested, so you beta test them. You can sign up and start using it and having fun and playing in it. Follow me?
Okay, so anybody can...
Oh, it's no longer beta? Oh, wait. Lydia just told me we're off beta. Now it's fully operational. Fully operation, no beta testing. Go after it, girl.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. You guys need a training on personal web pages and how to use it? Manatech is, guess what? Manatech's doing one this week, so keep your eyes open for that.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much, Mary Jo.
You bet. Yeah. Next.
Hey, Mary Jo, it's Dave.
Hey, Dave, how are you? Yeah, Dave was there with me at the headquarters all Saturday.
Wow.
Awesome, wasn't it?
Unbelievable. Yeah. I can put it in words. You did a tremendous recap of as usual. One thing that I don't know if you and Lydia have seen it or not. Late last night before I went to bed, I saw Al went at lunchtime with Dr. Nugent in his office, and they did a little, like, 5-minute video or Facebook thing about the eye product. And what he was very disturbed about, based on, and Dr. Nugent is emphatic about getting this to happen soon. The kids at preschool age need to do it, so they're going to come up with a formula for the kids soon. So hopefully by the fall we have this. This was Facebook.
Thanks, Dave, for bringing that up, because that was my first comment. When I was so excited about the product, and we remember from the floor, we were shouting out, well, what is there an age? And Nugent said 12 plus, and I was like, oh my gosh, I see all these kids, like the ones I talked to you about, who are like 2 and 5. They get babysat all the time with their iPads, and I'm like, I want to help those kids. So thank you for bringing that up. That's awesome.
We need a children's
product desperately. Yes.
Yes, so it's going to happen because they were, and as a matter of fact, I didn't follow it. I need to watch it again, but they might both be at TNL tomorrow night.
Oh, okay, super.
For sure,
Super.
I don't know if it's in video
you guys, you guys agree with me that it'd be great if we had a comparative sheet that you can use in your selling process?
Amen, absolutely.
You guys, I just think I saw the True Health one, all those kind of things. When you can compare against 5 other products that are top sellers, I mean, it just helps people make a decision. Because they're going to, what happens to us when we go out there and try to market a product, people are going, well, they already have eye products. They don't know anything about the other eye products, but they have to go and look and think they have to do research to see if yours is better. I mean, if you can capture them in one sitting and show them the differential on a structured piece of paper, printed document that's sourced and that to me makes a big difference. What, everybody agree or not?
Yes.
Okay.
One other comment about Dr. Nugent when he was talking about the eye product. I've never seen him in the 3-plus years I've been in the business, and I've been to a lot of stuff already. I've never seen him as intense and passionate as he was there face-to-face. And I was sitting in the front row like you were. He was almost pounding. He did everything but pound the podium like a great preacher.
Yeah, he gets pretty passionate, that's for sure. He loves formulating
Thank
products.
You.
He loves it. You bet. Thank you, guys. Great. All right, everybody. All right. Have a great week. And for all those in my class on bot training, we are going to have a blast. So.
You have an hour to do it.
Oh, Lydia goes, you have 1 hour to register. Wait, 55 minutes. Okay, great. Bye, everybody. Have a great week.